Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Hey, guys, thanks for being here. This is part two of our live Real Housewives of New York classic recap of tomfoolery, live from the Foxwoods Casino in Connecticut. Thanks, everybody, for being here. Part one was yesterday. We'll keep releasing stuff all week this week, okay? So y'all come back now, you hear? Happy Independence Day, etc. Love y'all. So Carol comes in and Bethany's like, where the fuck were you? What are you, Linda Evangelista? Like, who are you? Like, I Love Lucy before she got an acting job? Like, who are you? Like, someone Botticelli would have painted?
She just keeps going older and older in the models.
What are you, the Statue of David? What the fuck?
Carol's like, I had a wardrobe malfunction.
No.
I got stuck in a wardrobe.
I was trying to get through to Narnia to talk to Mr. Tumnus, and the door wouldn't open. I'm an author.
No, this is unacceptable. You are 1 hour late. I was like, well, make up your mind, because just a second ago, you're like, they are 2 hours late. And then 5 minutes later, she's like, they are 1.5 hours late. I was like, is time going backwards?
Well, I said you could start without me.
It's like, no, Carol, no dinner is complete without your sparkling personality. We will wait for you.
So Bethany's like, you know what? Carol's always late, and I can't let Carol skate just because she's my good friend, unless it's skateboarding, because that's what she does to look 15 years old. Poor thing. You know what? 5 good summers left? How about 4 good wheels you shouldn't be on, okay? You're not 15 years old. Get the fuck off the skateboard.
So you know what? 2.5 hours ago, like, you know, we talked about you getting ready. Remember 2.5 hours ago I said, are you going to get ready for tonight? And you said yes.
Well, you could have gone without me, though. I said there was going to be a bicycle. I was going to sit on the handlebars and hitch a ride. Because I'm 15.
I just have to say, sitting here and doing this all these years later, we've had a long break from these ladies, and just the Bethany is squishing my brain out of my ears. Yeah. Like, just listening to it.
I continue to feel bad for my parents every time they come to these shows.
Oh, my God. I feel bad for the future parents. There's someone pregnant in here. I'm so sorry, honey.
I know, we're injecting.
Your baby's gonna come out like, seriously? Seriously? I was 2 hours late? This is fucking ridiculous.
Seriously,
fucking rude.
I said I wanted to give birth at 8 a.m. What the hell's going on here?
Oh my God, I have that vagina. I have that vagina right behind. I already have that.
Is this
I already
restoration?
Have that. I already owned it. I owned it first.
Is this hospital bed restoration hardware? Because I own it.
So she's yelling at them, and Jules is like, I mean, who talks to people like that? And she's screaming at the dinner table, Jesus. You're fired.
Yeah, you're going. People.
Where do you think you're working, ma'am? Leave.
Okay, you know what, Carol? You can cop to the fact and just say, sorry, I'm late. Carol's like,
I did say sorry, I'm late.
No, you didn't. You didn't say it at all, okay? You didn't say it at all. Eve, oldest supermodel there ever was.
First lady to model fig leaves. Wow, good for you. What are you, Eve?
Stop eating apples, huh?
So stupid.
It's the end of the tour, guys.
It's the end of the joke. You gotta.
We don't know where we are. This is all a fever dream.
It has to end with the first woman ever. That joke is now burned, officially burned.
Carol's like, I was late for dinner. Shoot me. You know, Bethany's like, all right, well, if you insist.
I'll literally shoot you.
It was good knowing you, Carol, but you know, you're
over. Luann's my favorite, though, because she goes, oh, we're late? What time did you guys get here? 8? Wow.
Sorry, I guess we got caught up greeting all my fans in the lobby.
So now the food is arriving.
Seafood Tower comes, and Dorinda's talking to Lou. She's like, hey, Luann, let's have some girl talk. Luann.
You better back it up, shrimp cocktail. You better back it up, cocktail sauce.
Yeah.
Make an oyster. Yeah. Only in our month, so I don't need oysters in there. A few months, a few oysters.
You know what it says in girl talk? How's Sam doing? How's he doing?
How's he doing tonight?
You and Tom, you're so pretty together.
There's a time and there's a place.
I love you.
And people fall in love and people fall out of love.
You're so good together.
At the end of the day, you better back it up. You better clip. You better back it up, clip.
So Luann's like, well, actually, Tom is with his mother tonight. And you know what? I don't ask him. I'm not. He told you he was with his mother? That guy's not even trying. He's just fucking trying. He's out there like blowing the fucking valet. Like, he's not even trying, Luann.
Oh, well, it's okay. I'm not a jealous type. I trust Tom implicitly. He's given me no reason not to trust him. No photographic evidence of anything untrustworthy that he's done whatsoever. Again, we have a very solid relationship. I can see us lasting for days upon days.
And Sonia's telling us, come on, Luann, you don't know where he is. Well, I would ask him if I were you. Sonia just trying to fuck you through the camera every single time. Like, do you say anything? Like, even when her dog died, she was like, I loved Milu so much.
So, Dorinda, can you tell me what's happening tomorrow? She's like,
Sandbar.
It's called Sandbar.
Sandbar.
It's where you get ice cream made of sand and eat it.
What's a sandbar? She goes, it's a sandbar. People show up, they have music there.
Nothing else. It's a sandbar. It's a bar where people show up and there's music. The woman just explained it. She's like, nah, let me tell you what a sandbar is. It's exactly what she just said, but in my words. It's a place where people show up and they listen.
And you said that.
No, you didn't. I said it first. You said it on my couch. I own this. I own this couch, so I own the thing. That's it. Stupid.
So Ramona goes, well, why can't we go to Bagatelle, okay?
Because she wants to go to a sandbar.
You talk about bags. You say, tell it to the bag. Bagatelle.
You know what? You ask the bag to tell you something. Carol, tell us something.
Hey, that wasn't nice. And stop putting your cell phone in my shirt.
So, yeah, well, I set up this trip to the sandbar, and you actually go out there by a boat because it's in the water, and you have these little traveling boats. It's like you have your boat, and there's boats that travel all around your boat, and then you've got things on the boat.
And then Don Johnson comes out,
music,
and he's like, I can feel it coming in here tonight.
That sorts of outfit.
So, I just want to show them a softer side of Sears.
Ramona goes, whoa, so it's boats? Do we have a table on the boat?
No.
It's just sandbar.
There's no tables. What do you mean there's no tables? That's stupid. What do you mean there's no tables? I need food and drinks. I need food and drinks on table.
But they got food. Okay, so someone takes a bag of Cheetos and puts it on a canoe and puts it out in the ocean, and you take a kayak to the canoe and you get the Cheetos and you come back. And that's your food.
Sounds like a picnic. I don't want a picnic. It's disgusting.
Why are you doing this, Ramona? Here's what you do. You pack it. You're on a little boat. There's other little boats around that little boat. And you don't get me confused, little boy.
And at this point, the captions come on the screen, and the captions literally say,
Wikina places are great like a sumas.
Confirm me, Zusa, day, lady.
She's waving her arms.
So Ramona's like, okay, well, how long does it take to get there? How do we even get there? By boat? How long does that even take? Because you know what? I traveled 2 hours in a goddamn car to get to this dinner tonight, and I'm sick of traveling. I took a covered wagon here. True story, okay? Just want to chill. Just want to chill with me and Avery, a hot guy, okay?
I think it's wrong if you're really not to want to come to a sandbar. The sandbar is a bar, but it's on the sand with a boat and other little tiny boats. And I just try to be a team player. Listen, Mama!
I was like, that's you. That's Dorinda, the real team player. I love whenever someone on the baseball team is like,
how dare you throw that ball at me, you motherfucker. Really, yeah, throwing the ball at my fucking face.
If you want to be a team player, you throw it at my bat, okay? Not above it or below it.
So later,
we go to a place called Ball and Chain, and Luann again is like, hi everyone at Ball and Chain. Yes, I am getting married. I guess you are.
Dancing on my own.
I had a wrecking ball. I never knew how far off the falafel. Ball and Chain, everyone.
So much happens on this show that they just flash forward so many things that I needed to see in this night. So they show them all dancing. Then they show them dancing with really hot guys. Then they cut to Jules on the stage with the band and a trombone.
Trombone.
Squatting, being like...
Why is Jules playing trombone on stage with the band at Ball and Chain?
Why did they cut the only interesting thing Jules ever did from the show? Besides break her vagina on the window, which Ben brought up earlier.
Yeah.
That
well,
was a
she
good
was
one.
Probably trying to play a trombone there also. She's like, okay, New York City, get ready to hear some trombone music from the daughter of a Jew and an Asian. Broke my vagina. By the way, these things all happened.
So Bethany and Sonia are in bed now, and they're drinking like coffee or something in bed. And Bethany's like, you know what? I think like everyone being late throughout the night, and like once I get moody, it's like really hard to get out of it, you know, because it's like there's such an elephant in the room. And you know what? I see the elephant, and I'm like, fuck you. You know, what are you even doing here? You're an elephant. I'm in a room. Why are you in the room with me? I don't want to be in a room with you. Get out of here. You're late, fucking elephant. Fucking 2 hour late elephant. Go stampede somewhere else. You're not going to stampede me in my bed, you fucking elephant. Poor. You're poor. Poor elephant.
I once fucked an elephant in a room. It was great. A little painful at first, but you just sort of ease into it. So Bethany's like, you know what? I heard a lot, okay? I've never heard someone 1.5 weeks into an engagement do something like this. Okay, you know what? I have proof. And Ramona asked about his schedule, and she said Tom was in the city on Wednesday night. You know what? I feel like a private detective. This whole thing makes me feel like a private detective. I'm like, is it because you paid someone to go to the Regency on Wednesday? She's a regular Bo Deedle, that one.
Louis like, I'm on the case. I'm going to call Bo Deedle.
The least private detective ever.
Caught you. Oh, my God. I just caught you having an affair. It's hilarious. I made a carousel. It's on Instagram. I tagged you in it.
Bo Deedle's in the back. Bo Deedle's in the back of the photo of Tom making out with a girl. And he's wearing an outfit just like that looks like bottles. So he blends in with the bar. He's like,
no one sees me. I'm Bo Deedle.
Oh yeah, you wanna accuse me of some shit, you tiny little bug-eyed motherfucker? You think you got muscles? I got brains. Your muscles don't work here, you little bitch.
The best Bo Deedle commercial of all. How is that not a Bo Deedle commercial yet? So they start talking. They're just talking about Tom more, you know. And Sonia's like, well, my first instinct in all of this is to go to Tom. Go straight to the thumb and say, who'd you make out with? And am I next? Because sometimes there's a line.
And Bethany is pretending like she's in a moral quandary when she knows exactly what she wants to do. She's like, I mean, what do I do? What do I, Bethany Frankel, do? Do I call him up? Do I do it? No, I could never do that. I would never, ever do that. I would never want to ruin Luann's moment. Never want to ruin Luann's thing. I'm going to call him right now. I'm going to call him.
So Sonia's like, yeah, well, maybe I'll just say, I was drunk. I got out of control. Sonia's beautiful. So she calls. She's like, do you have his phone number? Give me his cell phone number. Okay, dick, 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 dick. How's this? All eggplant emojis. Like, trust me, he'll answer.
Would you ever answer a phone call from Bethany Frankel? It's 1 a.m., you get a phone, like it's Bethany Frankel calling at 1 a.m. Do you know where your children are? Do you know where your sluts are? Do you know where your photos are? Are you kissing someone at the Regency? Hi, bye.
It's like a red alert. It's a skinny girl red alert, you know? It's just like,
hey, pick up.
She does sort of sound like
I found the nutcracker. It was me. I found the nutcracker.
She does sort of sound like an Amber Alert. Were you kissing someone at the Regency?
So she calls Tom, and
while the phone is ringing, we then go back to the bar because some of them are still there. Yeah. And Dorinda goes, "Wouldn't it be great if Tom were here?
Wouldn't it be great?" And
Luann goes, "Oh yes, because you know I love Tom so much, and you know why."
because he's so secure and he's so cool and he's definitely not cheating on me at this moment.
Here I am, just a hot girl with a music career in a bar, a lady playing trombone oddly in a squat, possibly giving birth on stage while people recognize me, and my extremely secure, bald, gorgeous husband is at home knitting with his mother.
So they're back at the hotel. Bethany's like, hey. It's just ringing.
She's doing that thing where she starts baring her teeth. You know, when she's like, I feel anxious, okay? I feel nervous, okay? My stomach hurts a little bit right now. Like, I'm not really quite sure of what I'm doing. It's like a little bit out of a body experience right now.
And back to Luann. Luann's like, oh, I'm going to call Tom, everybody. Oh, look, I just got a text from Tom. It says, oh, Lou, I'm just so happy you're out having fun with the girls.
Oh, well,
text him back, you too.
Oh, dear, looks like Tom lost his phone again. I got a text that said, new phone, who dis? Oh, well, no one dissed anyone, Tom.
Oh, my God. I feel anxious. I feel my stomach hurting. I'm not sure what to do with the answers. It's a little bit of an out-of-body experience. Oh, my God. I'm out of my body. Oh, my God. I look so fucking good. I look so fucking amazing right now.
Leaving his body.
I can literally see my collarbone and my rib bones. I look like a kite in human skin. I look fucking amazing. That air pop popcorn is coming off. Oh, my God. It's paying off. Jesus Christ. I'd fuck me right now in the Regency. I would fuck myself right now in the Regency. I'm back into myself.
I went out of my body and I hated it. So it's stupid out there. So
Chills. Look at this. Goosebumps. Sociopaths do that to prove that they're feeling things. Whenever you're with a sociopath, they go, oh my God, look, chills. This Adele song gave me chills. Look. Chels.
So, of course, Tom is like, why the fuck is Bethany Frankel calling me at 1 in the morning? Go to voicemail. So, it's like, you know what? I'm going to do it tomorrow instead. You know, this was a sign. I shouldn't have done this anyway.
It's like, boop. Hi there. It's Thumb. Tom Thumb. Sorry you missed me. I'm probably fucking somebody. To fuck me in English, press 1. To fuck me in Espanol, press 2. If you're monogamous and know 3 languages, I'll fuck you 3 ways. Press 3, right?
So now it's the next morning, and the women are gathering to have breakfast in the suite, you know? And Bethany says that she could be meeting her friend Sarah today. And she's like, you know, I don't want to be with Luann today, okay?
Because she's definitely going to be saying, like, hey, why would you ask me if I'm monogamous? Why would you do that? Why would you ask me all about that? I'm not monogamous. Why would you ever do that? Why would you do that on my weekend? Okay, and I just don't want to be around that. I don't want to be around all that energy. I don't want to be all over that manic, annoying, persistent energy. I don't want to be around someone who's just like, the entire time, okay? I'm like,
how do you think your castmates feel about you?
Luann came in here. She was in my bed for over an hour. And you know what she said, Sonia? Apparently you only had a one-night stand. It wasn't 10 years.
And Sonia's just sighing over her egg. She goes, are you kidding me? When did she say that? Last night? Well, Ramona's 5 dates went down to 1 date, so who can believe her? And Bethany's like, oh, yeah, from 5 to 1? It's like reverse dog years. That is hilarious. Did somebody write that down? Did somebody already seal that? You know what? Yeah, fuck Rebel Wilson. I heard it in a movie that she did in the future. Fuck her. She's stealing my material. Future skinny bitch.
So they're talking about this, and Dorinda and Jules walk in, and Dorinda hears and goes, oh, my God, are we going to start talking about this?
Listen, I don't know why we're bringing this up. I'm over it, okay? I don't want to hear the details. I don't want to hear about it. We just need to be present and all agree that if you don't go to Sandbar, you're a fucking awful person.
You know what I hate the most? I hate when people live in the past. I say just live right here in the future. The past is gone. Richard! I saw change on the table today, and I said, Richard, I wish you were in the present with me.
So Luann walks in like, hello, future cabaret star entering. Hello, look at this, it's breakfast. Do I need sunglasses today? Will I be recognized a lot? I just want to know. Oh, and look at this spread.
Carol, you really outdid yourself. And look, you look like you even have some blood in your veins today. Congratulations.
What is a sandbar? I was like, oh my God.
I know.
So Bethany's like, it's a beach party. There's a lot of bald whores out there making out with people they're not engaged to. So hopefully I don't have to tell you what... Never mind. It's a beach. It's a bar on a beach.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
And so Ramona drags in, like, with her hair. She's just like...
Whoa. What a night. What a night, being very sexual, desirable to other men. What a night.
Wrote hard, so hard. Put away, wet.
Wow, so hard to be sexy. You know what? It's hot. I feel bad for Mario, because he left this, okay? He loves me still, okay?
Sonia's like, the Loch Ness Monster's here.
Don't be mean to Carol. Good morning, Ramona.
No, but people want to find the Loch Ness Monster. Sorry, Carol.
So Ramona's like, whoa, Sitrinta, you know what? Don't be mad, but I had a night last night that was so crazy. You know, I'm just like so attractive. Miami just rode me, put me away like a pool stick in a pool hall. Just like a cue ball. You know what? I'm sorry. I have to lay down. Like I was laying down last night.
You're not going to Bagatelle. I mean, you're going to Bagatelle, aren't you?
I didn't say anything about Bagatelle. Okay? I'm just going to lay
down. Yeah, you know what? You know what? I'll let them know you're going to Bagatelle. I'll let them know I know a guy
don't
over
feel
there, okay?
Good. I don't feel...
Ramona, you just shit on the floor. That's not mine.
Ramona's like, you know what? I'm not going to go and sit there in a bunch of sand where you bring your stuff and you stand around in the sand. You're standing in sand, okay, with all these other people. No, I want to go to Bagatelle. I want to have fun. I want to have some rosé. Yeah, look at pretty people. Have people look at me. Have people say, whoa, what a sexy woman. She must be 17 years old, okay? And I say, sorry, I have very good skincare and I'm kind of ageless, so if I look young, that's because I've got good products called True Renewal, okay? Sorry, I want to go to Bagatelle.
Oh, yeah, but I'm going to call that place the Bagatelle. I'm going to tell the people that want to let you in the Bagatelle.
So they leave, and Dorinda is pissed. And I love a good simmering Dorinda. I'm like, that is almost ready to just turn off the flame, drop the couscous in, and give it 5 minutes. Like, it's almost there. So, yella. So, Carol is now just alone with Bethany, and Carol's like,
do you think we're making too much out of the Tom stepping out situation?
And Bethany's like, no. What I realized, like, now what I really have to tell her is because she's going to be so mad at everybody and say, like, oh my God, why didn't you tell me? Now I'm going to be a victim that way. I'm like a victim three ways. If I was a top dish, I'd be a winner.
So then
Ramona comes out with a curler in her bangs, like, whoa. What a relaxing day. I did the most relaxing thing of all time, putting a curler in my bangs. Wow. Good R&R.
And look. Her famous macrame skin-colored dress, which...
The official dress
it just
of turtle
looks like,
time.
It looks like part of her water... It looks like part of her body has just been in the hot tub too long, you know? So she's like, whoa, how do I look? Okay, I give Sonia one of my dresses. So tonight she's gonna be dressed like me, like I'm dressed today, but it's gonna be at nighttime.
So Dorinda walks in and she's like, she looks at her with the curler and the macrame. She goes, oh, you don't look like a person that's going to sleep.
But I'm resting, okay?
Oh, well, you look beautiful. Where are you going, huh? As if like it's any secret. She's like, well, you know what? Well, I'm going to Bagatelle, okay? I'm going to go to Bagatelle. I'm going to go with Ramona to Bagatelle, okay? We're going to talk about Luann and her husband or her future husband making out at the Regency. Oh, sorry, Luann. Did I say that too early? Oh, she's not even listening to me. Okay, phew.
You know what? I didn't know that Bethany was going to be going with Ramona to Bagatelle. What is this, some kind of conspiracy here? What's going on here? No one likes to feel left out.
So now Dorinda's doing that thing where she's sort of like hunching over, like she's about to talk to a kid about drugs.
One of her eyes starts like
she's
pop.
Like, hey, what do you know about Bagatelle? What do you know?
You know about it.
What do you know?
Well, look, I don't know. I think Sonia wanted to have like a little girl time, you know? Like she's like writing a couple of lines because she's got to talk to Luann later about sleeping with her fuckboy, you know?
What does that mean, writing some lines? Where are the lines? Now you're not sharing lines with me? Well, then what kind of friends are we? John got you that coke.
So Bethany's like, well, I didn't know that Sonia was about to meet Tom's mother at Thanksgiving.
And Dorinda's like,
wait, no, Sonia's mother? What? What's going on here?
But yeah, around Thanksgiving, Sonia was going to meet Tom's mother, Mrs. D'Agostino, okay?
Is Tom's mother even alive? Because they have referenced Tom's mother 10 times this episode. Tom is just throwing that excuse around everywhere.
It's like a skeleton in an attic, like psycho.
Spoiler, sorry.
He's the horniest Norman Bates of all time. He's just stuffing Norman housewives. Bates.
Yeah.
So there's some old house on a hill where Luann's just in a fucking rocking chair going back and forth.
Luann, you will play the Showboat album again, Norman.
I feel like Luann is just like Vivian Leigh, just like in the shower, but she's like waiting. She's like, oh, just in the shower for an iconic moment of terror. Anyone, if anyone wants, I'm just here, defenseless, just showering. Anyone? I can help out. Anyone?
Money can buy you class.
It's like our metronome.
You know, when you kill a celebrity, it's even more famous for you. So I just want to say, I'm in the shower.
Anybody want to wear me like your skin? Anyone?
I'll put the lotion on. I'll do anything.
She's going into Buffalo Bill to order wings just to like be more famous.
Want me to help?
Those girls got a lot of press.
Why are we in serial killer Luann mode? Let's get out of here. It's creeping the people out.
It's weird.
Everyone's like, the fuck? Who are these people?
It is so funny that this episode is really about breaking the news to someone that their fiance is cheating on them and that their relationship is a sham. But most of it is about whether or not to go to Bagatelle or Sanmar.
That's what it is.
You know?
So then Dorinda's still trying to wrap her mind around this.
She's like, wait a minute, you think that Tom's a slut? So wait, you don't think they're going to get married? Noelle and Tom? But they just met. Wait, he still smells like Sonia's vagina. I don't understand.
Like, Dorinda just doesn't get it. And Bethany goes, What do I know? I'm not a swami. What the fuck do I know if they're going to get married? What am I, the Long Island medium? What the fuck?
I like Carol. Carol goes, well, she was telling me if we ever make it down the aisle, or the runway, as she called it. I love that Luann's calling it the runway.
So Bethany's like, yeah, she said that to Ramona too. I mean, who says that in the beginning, if we make it down the runway?
And Dorinda's like, I don't know what we're talking about anymore.
Like, Dorinda's like trying to do a math problem in her head. And then...
Because when you put a ring on a finger, you become Beyonce, and you got your thorn planting things, so it's going to be a...
What are you, a blithering idiot? You're like the village idiot, Dorinda. Like, I never knew a village idiot until I met you. Fucking idiot. It's you, because you're the village idiot, okay? There's a village missing its idiot. There are billboards of you on a freeway in a village because they are missing their idiot, okay?
Listen. Just be listen. She's wearing an engagement ring and she's booking a wedding reception.
You're on the back of idiot milk cartons, all right? That's how bad they're missing you, okay? Idiot milk. Got idiot milk? Turn it around. It's your fucking face, you fucking moron. Jesus Christ.
She just says this to her face and was like, okay.
And it literally takes Dorinda 5 minutes of this to get offended at all. Dorinda's like, what?
Who? Hey, Cam? Tom's fucking the village lady? Oh, my God. Cam, he's one.
It just shows the power dynamic because Bethany Frankel is literally like, you know what? You're a fucking idiot. You're a village idiot. You walk into a town square, everyone throws eggs at your face. She's like, yeah, man, that's kind of true.
Yeah,
and then Ramona's like, I'm going to go to Bagatelle. You know what? You fuck up. You fuck the fuck up.
Okay, so then we cut to Dorinda, Luann, Carol, and Jules. They're coming. Okay, so now this is the boat day, right?
This is the...
Okay.
Convince the audience that they're having the better time day.
Yes. And they always do that on these shows anyway, on vacations, where they split up into two groups. Usually it's shopping. One group is shopping, and the other group is, like, on go-karts or whatever.
So they get on this, like, rowboat that has, like, three seats. I'm being very good at not
making inappropriate jokes right now. Oh my God, look at this. This is very nice. Yeah?
I'm being very good at not making inappropriate current event jokes right now about this boat, but honestly.
Yeah, we only did that last night. We're not going back to the Titanic as well.
Talk about a sandbar.
Yeah.
Hey.
They found them all. They were a bagatelle that whole time.
You know what? It's where the billionaires party, okay? Let me tell you something. Ramona, nothing can take down Ramona. That's the truth.
Yeah, that's true.
So Dorinda's like, so they get on this crappy little like rowboat thing that has like empty sun-kissed cans on it. And
I mean, it is really, it's like, what was a Snickers, was it a Snickers cruise before? It's just like empty Snickers wrappers thrown all over the place.
It's just planks of wood, scotch taped together. It's
literal with
a
garbage.
Chair on top of it.
Literal garbage. It's like a Burger King wrapper, you know? It's like a Burger King Whopper box that they're floating on.
Dorinda's like, oh, this is adorable. This is really nice. Probably the best boat in Miami right now.
And Luann's like, oh, this was a great idea, Dorinda. I'm having so much fun. This is amazing. Put on the Spotify playlist called Countess Luann.
So the captain is like, I have been contractually obligated to tell you that Sandbar is the hottest spot in all of Miami. Oh, yes, well, I can tell. Look, there's someone dressed like Captain Ron, and there's actual Kurt Russell dressed as Captain Ron as well. And actually, I guess everyone here really is just Captain Ron, isn't it?
And Dorinda cannot take this, okay? So Dorinda's just like, oh, yeah, well, thank you all for being here and for complimenting my boat that I got to the sandbar, which is going to be very fun because it's on a boat where the little tiny boats come around it, and I appreciate you giving the village idiot a little credit for planning a trip. That's very nice. I would like to thank all of you for showing up on the sandbar instead of pretending you're in bed all day. Well, you're really a bagatelle, which isn't bothering me at all. And you know what? Bagatelle doesn't make you look important, honey. All right? I don't know if you're going to put that on your LinkedIn. I don't know what you think bagatelle is going to make you look. Doesn't make you look important, okay? It makes you look like a stick figure in a wrinkly old dress sitting at a restaurant you didn't have reservations for in the first place, you old twat. All right. So, I was like, thanks for inviting us, Dorinda.
Yeah. Luann goes, well, this is a great idea. So then we go over to...
I love when you just nil Luann on one little thing like that. Like one little missed R at the end of a word.
You're That's
like,
a great idea. Well, no, because the thing is, she's like, I'm the Countess. I crashed a car in Gestad once, was married to a man whose great-grandfather built a canal in the Americas, and I just think this is a great idea.
Luann, I'm loving that accent way, comes out.
Luann is a local from... Is it? It's not
yes.
Berlin. It's Berlin. Berlin. Berlin.
So then, how are you guys? One of you. What was the song that she recorded later on? It was after she'd recorded all these other songs, where she went into the studio and she'd be like, "He'd be like, 1, 2, 3, 4." She'd go, "Da da 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 da, viva la diva." How did
viva
that song go?
Viva, viva la diva, viva la diva, viva la diva, Connecticut.
Yeah. Well, she had one word in there that she kept pronouncing in her accent. You know, it'd be like, Viva la Diva.
Diva.
Like, no, no. Do it again. Do it again. Okay, so Dorinda's like,
yeah, you fucking asshole. So, you know what? Throw on another macrame dress, put on another thong, and go. See you later, Charlie.
So then Ramona, meanwhile, is walking into Bagatelle. Like, everyone has just, like, dropped their glasses, and they're like, who's that girl? She's like, what? Whoa, I'm so glad I put a curler in my bangs, okay? Listen, you can't get banged unless you do your bangs, okay?
So Bethany's like, oh my God, I'm so glad we're here and not on a fucking sandboat, because you know Dorinda has lipstick all over her face and is yelling at everybody right now. And Bethany's like, someone else is like, yeah, we're civilized. And Ramona goes, yeah, you know what I'm so sick of hearing? People saying, I'm so happy. Gross.
And Bethany's, Sonia's like,
Well, guess what? Apparently, Tom and I only had a one-night stand. And Bethany goes, yeah, you got demoted, like everyone in my company, huh? And Ron is like, someone sympathetic to theoretical employees at the Skinny Girl Corporation. No one ever got demoted because no one ever was promoted. They're all assistants. Here's my COO. She's also my assistant. So Ramona's like, you know what? I'm just trying to make nice with Luann, okay? I'm really just trying. And Bethany goes, I am too, okay? And that's what's so ironic about it, okay? Because, like, that's why I haven't said anything. There's, like, no time to say anything, okay? I can't say anything to Luann. Like, she hasn't been, like, over-the-top annoying with anything. She hasn't been ridiculous. Because if she's ridiculous, I'd be like, well, guess what? Your fucking fiancé's kissing some of the Regency, but she's actually being kind of normal, so I can't even do it. It sucks.
I know. Bethany's mad because she wants to use this as a weapon in a shootout, but Luann's not shooting. She's like, what the hell? What am I supposed to do with this now? I'm supposed to come out in a fight so I don't look like a monster, you know? So then we go back, and the people are arriving to the sandbar. Every time I see this episode, it's probably the 20th time, like, let's not lie. I'm shocked at what the sandbar actually is.
It's the Lake Havasu of Miami.
It is.
Let's be honest. They show up, and Luann literally says this. Look at the flags. The thing with flags, they're always fun.
It's the equivalent to the Skylanes bowling alley on a Friday night. It's just like a bunch of Pintos in a circle in a parking lot. And you're like, what the fuck is going on here? And I don't want to be in the middle of that, you know?
So Carol, the sun's in Carol's face. So she has her hat on up like this. And she's like,
but there's no sand. I thought there was a sandbar. There's no sand.
Yes, Carol.
It's a sandbar, Carol.
Carol.
Quiet, Radsville.
God, Carol.
It's high tide.
High tide, idiot.
Do you know how oceans work? Come God. On. How can you be unhappy? There's flags around.
So back, the waiter is trying again to just get in here and take drink orders, and he can't. He's like, hello, welcome to Oh, you know what? You know what I like? Bagatelle. Welcome to Bagatelle. It's so fun here. I know everybody here. Is John here? Tell John to come out and say hi. It's me, Ramona Singer. Hi.
Whoa, there's Harry Dubin. Hi, Harry. How are you? How's it going? Wow, already making out with someone else. Wow, there's Aviva Drescher. Whoa, had to duck for that one.
Whoa, you know what? Just saw Heather Thompson outside threatening to curb stomp a bitch. Okay, curb stomp a beat.
Whoa, there's Alexia. She's having some trouble with her menu. Someone tell her to scroll. Someone tell her to scroll.
So Bethany's like, oh my God, I haven't had sex for a couple of weeks, but before that, it had been so long that my vagina seriously was like sandpaper rubbing together in like a sandpaper orchestra. I was like,
and the waiter's like, would you like any drinks? And Sonia goes, well, I haven't had any sex because Sonia's fucking my fuck guy. He's like,
so
sparkling or still at least, can I bring you water?
Well, you had a couple of other really important dicks. Like, you've had a lot of dicks. Come on, Sonia. It's not like you. And the guy's like, drinks. Please order a drink. Please.
And then this lady, Sarah, enters for no useful reason. She just sits down and says, Sarah. And then, like, we never see her again. So then... then we go back to Sandbar, and there's like a kayaker, and then Luann's like, isn't this great? God, those girls are really missing out on this hairy gentleman on a kayak over here. And then another guy goes, Sheikh Salavi, Sheikh Salavi.
Oh! Yeah!
They know my music!
C'est bon! C'est bon!
Sit on.
They know my music.
I love that she even dances off rhythm of the theoretical song that's playing right now. Girl, you can't even step back and forth in time. She's like, Sheikh Saint Louis.
It's like you go back and it's like, they're really saying, your boat's sinking. They know my music.
So Carol's like,
I mean, it doesn't really get better than Luann. Oh my God, is that a countertop floating in the middle of the... doesn't get better for me either. 5 good summers left.
So meanwhile, Sonia back at Bagatelle has now been programmed by these two women to be really upset. And she's like, oh, I've just been stuffing my emotions all the way down to the deepest crevasses of my vagina. And I'm just... you know, I'm not acting sad that she's marrying my lover. She's just going out there and just getting married. I just think that she's feeling the vibe and not admitting
So she's just doing it. She's on the ride for the glamour and everything and hoping it all works out. And just leaving me in the wake with my legs wide open and the water crashing in.
So then back to Luann, it's like, oh my God, this is great. What fun. Who brought the money? Carol, we need you. We need hot dogs. Carol, go get the hot dog. Send the skinny one out there. Carol, get on that little stick down there. Hey, gays, come carry the broom from this boat to that boat, would you?
Like, yes, Luann.
Okay, by the way, in a survival situation, I'm not sending Carol out on a floatable to,
no.
to collect
Carol
food.
Doesn't know what a taco is.
Oh, it was a hot dog.
It was a hot dog.
So Carol goes off to get the hot dog. She comes back, because they're like, they're literally just getting a hot dog between the five of them. And Durin is like, hey, where'd Carol go? Where's he? Carol's paddling on the water, making her passage.
She is literally on the back of a hairy old gay, you know? And so she goes to the thing, and they give her a sack, and so she comes, she's like, coming, I'm coming back! So she finally gets back, and Luann's going, God, I'm so glad me and Carol are in a good place now. I mean, what a stupid whore, am I right? Fucking my chef, who was fucking my niece. What a dirty old slut. But you know what? Now we're good, and that's great. Hi, Carol. Thank you for the hot dog. This is not a hot dog, Carol.
This is ice cream.
Carol.
This is ice cream.
This is not a hot dog.
It's ice cream.
Hot dog.
Carol. I mean, why did we send the person who doesn't even know what a sandbar is to get a hot dog?
You had one job, Carol.
I ate
a hot dog just to throw at her head.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then she's telling the girls, because now she's like close with Carol, and Carol and Bethany like literally make fun of everybody else all the time. So she's like, I'm going to turn Carol. It's like, you're never going to win, Carol, but it'll be fun to watch her, right? So she's like, so Carol, new bestie, you forgot the hot dog. Listen, next time you need to remember what a hot dog is, just tell yourself, go wait and reach out. Now, listen, I've been talking to Bethany about Tom, and she said, are you sure? It's really quick. And she's talking to me to my talking about my marriage to Alex, and she said, you guys cheated on each other all the time. And I said, that is not true. It is not cheating if I pretend not to know about it.
She meant that you had an open marriage.
Well, not the whole time. I mean, it was open sometimes.
Let me finish. Yeah. Person who's engaged is speaking. Thank you. I'll have the floor. I had an amazing marriage. It was my dream come true. I was married for 16 years to a beautiful, beautiful man who's related to a canal. We have a son who does hip-hop on Tuesdays. We have a daughter who gets drunk and falls in bushes. We have a maid who disappeared sometime 5 years ago.
Right. But you said that you had an open marriage. Ow!
Why are you eating a hanger, Carol?
You said reach for my goal weight.
Yes, I did. And then we see a clip in the Berkshires when she's like, well, I was married, and then I was with Jacques for years. And Carol goes,
wait, you were dating Jacques while you were married? And she goes,
well, I had an open marriage. It's the truth. And now she's like, how dare you?
Bethany made it sound dirty. She made it sound shameful. And then she said to me, are you being monogamous with Tom? I mean, I just got engaged. Me, an engaged person who just got engaged. How could she ever?
Carol, she's been divorcing longer than she was even married, okay? Well, I'm sorry. Who is she to give me advice? And Carol's like,
well, I think she's coming from a place of, like, where she got really married. She got married really quickly, and now she has pictures that are making up a carousel.
I know. Mm. You don't have to remind me. What's the point of dwelling on these things when there's gays in the water, scrambling for hot dogs, and singing my songs? The bigger things to focus on, Carol.
So back at the restaurant, Bethany is waiting for someone to ring the doorbell and arrive with the gold medal that she's getting for not blowing Luann's spot up yet. She's like, yeah. And then I called Tom, but like we got a voicemail. I'm such a good person. Like this is, I mean, I'm literally like the best. Already is breaking my heart to almost be breaking her heart. I'm such a good person. Ramona's like, let's call him right now, okay?
I want to call him. I missed the scene from last night. Let's call him right now from Bagatelle, okay? Tom, come to Bagatelle. There's all sorts of hot sluts. Gotcha.
So then back to Luann. It's like, we're in love. We're getting married. I have an engagement ring. And I'm scared because of all of this fodder and gossip about Tom. I just don't want it anymore. Gays, get the camera.
These women are trying so hard to screw up America's favorite romance. They know it. They're trying to make me scared. And I know I'm going down the runway with Tom. But I'm afraid one of those women are gonna trip me. Ha!
Do you think I wanted an open marriage? No, that's just the way it was. And you know what? I wanted someone like Tom, a real relationship.
Come on. That guy, like, stick a Q-tip in him. He's a Petri dish. Everybody fucking knows it. There's no surprise, okay? Dip a fucking keto strip into him or something. The guy's gonna come up positive for something.
A ketone strip?
The fuck is wrong? You can tell my mind is on like the Dr. Atkins diet. What am I even talking about?
So now it's nighttime. Jules has another line.
I'm in ketosis. I'm marrying Tom.
Like, what the fuck, Ronnie? Fucking A. I'm retiring. This is it. Goodbye, Foxwoods.
So it's nighttime. And Dorinda's like, you know what? I'm a little nervous because, I don't like the way that they handled today. And I was inconsiderate. And I haven't had a good go of it with Ramona on this episode yet. So I'm going to yell at her tonight. It's going to be fun.
You know what Ramona is? Ramona's a dog that bites. I'll pat her on the ass, but I'm not touching her face. And I mean it. I mean it.
I'm just imagining Dorinda going up to dogs and be like, the dogs are like, oh, my God.
Dorinda not realizing how dogs bite.
So then we get to like Bethany and Carol trying to help Ramona. They're flanking Ramona. Ramona's like, oh my God, I can't fit in my dress. Whoa, whoa. And they're like, oh my God, what's wrong with you? You can't. Is this the dress you got at Bagatelle today? Because you apparently got a dress at Bagatelle.
So then it cuts to the famous shot of Sonia in bed, drunk, like her eyes are crossing, so and her chin's down. She's got the remote control with the tiara. She's just like.
And then Bethany goes downstairs to meet up with an artist named Romero Brito. Brito. And he's got a crazy car, so I hate him already.
Yeah, I hate him. I hate people. They're like, I'm an artist. I'm getting my car wrapped in triangles.
I guarantee you Pablo Picasso would have just driven a Honda Accord.
He would have. With only a stereo on half of it.
Yeah.
So, Dorinda, I'm artistic. Let that sink in. I've been educated by life. And Netflix. Thank you. So, Dorinda and Carol are getting... Okay, because Bethany is bringing this artist, this fucking random artist, okay, who never even speaks.
No.
But she's bringing him on because she figures she can't... Dorinda can't yell at her in front of an artist. Okay, that's the thinking. She's like, you can't yell at me if I'm in front of a famous artist. He's like, have you seen Dorinda's face? It was painted by a famous artist. Dorinda is the famous artist. She's the lipstick artist.
Like, then go away. So... The women are going to this restaurant. Everyone's like, come on, girls, let's have fun, okay? So they show up, and Bethany's like, oh, wow, look at you. You changed, huh? Like, the first one was missing a top. This one's missing a bottom. She's like, well, you know what? You know what? I'd rather have a top than a bottom, okay? She's like, oh, yes, I heard the gays saying that in the water before.
So Luann's like, well, I don't understand how we got separated today. Like, Bethany separated, still not divorced. Loser. Anyway, how'd we get separated? How'd that happen? And Bethany goes,
because Dorinda wanted to go to the sandbar, and Sonia had been saying that she wanted some time alone because she ate sandbars, and Ramona said she wanted a table. So that's what we did.
And Dorinda goes, oh, really? I thought Ramona was going to relax this afternoon. I was going to relax this afternoon.
You know what? I was relaxing at Bagatelle, okay? I was relaxing at Bagatelle. It was a very relaxing day at Bagatelle, okay?
Well, it would be nice if you, it'd be nice if we knew whether you were going to Bagatelle, and all of us could have a decision on if we want to go to Bagatelle.
I want to go to Taco Bell. I didn't want to go to Sandbar, okay?
Yeah.
I like sand. I don't like bars. You know what? One time,
wow.
Okay.
That's great.
Sheldon Parsons Smith took me to the beach, and there was sand.
Yeah.
And I hit my head in the bar, and to this day, great. I will never go to a sandbar ever in my life, okay?
That's great. Sure. You know what? Well, I didn't want to go to Bagatelle, because I don't need to see you dance around picking up men. Okay, so now you see middle-aged women dancing. That's what you are, middle-aged dancing lady.
So Ramona's like, oh, whoa. I understand what's going on here. Dorinda's drunk, so I'll just do what I do every time she gets drunk. Ramona just gets up and goes, you know what? I'm sorry. I love you. I will always love you. You're my best friend. I love you forever. I didn't realize how much this would upset you. You're very sad. You're very sensitive.
You know me for 20 years. You know I'm sensitive, Ramona. And that's what I want to convey to you.
I wish I went to Sandbar.
Yeah, we might be friends. But at the end of the day, you're a skinny old woman shitting on the floor dancing for men.
I love you. Dorinda, I don't want to hear you. I don't want to hear you. Okay. All right. That's how Ramona always gets out of the situation.
It's like Ramona's just like patting you on the head. So then Ramona just walks. She like drops Dorinda, who's basically asleep. She's just been lulled to sleep. And Ramona goes.
So then Sonia once again brings up this thing about the one night stand. Like, oh, Tom's saying it's just a one night stand, but we were banging for 10 years up to yesterday. And Luann's like, oh, really? Are we going to go there? Don't talk about my fiance. I will kill for him. So don't talk about him.
I just got a text. Oh, see you later, honey. I'm with my mother. God, I miss you, baby.
I will kill. I will kill every bitch in here who comes from Tom. I am the Tom Slayer. I was like, well, that means you kill Tom, but that's fine.
So Sonny's like, we might have to go into witness protection. I hope Tom will still fuck me in that one. He has fucked me in a wig before. So then we go to next day. It's stormy outside. And there's
finally the moment of truth.
Scary.
The moment we've all been waiting for.
Scary music.
It's the final scene of the episode, and it's Bethany.
And Bethany is like dressed for the most dramatic scene of the season in a bra and panties.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
It's like, I'm gonna look fucking amazing while I ruin this woman's life. They just cut, it's just her in her room. They're like, Bethany, we're shooting now. She's like, all right, hold on, hold on. All right, stirring crunches, finishing up these crunches. All right, ready to go. Let's do this. Send her in.
Luann's like, oh, hi, Bethany. How was last night? I saw you were hanging out with Ernie over there from Sesame Street.
But he's, yeah, it was good. It was good. We went to Live. It was a hip-hop club. It was hip-hop. I was in heaven. Because you know me.
Hip-hop, 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 hip-hop.
I love hip-hop.
Pass that Dutch, pass that Dutch.
I love when Bethany.
Woof, 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 woof. Hip-hop.
Biggie, Smalls, you know.
It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes, okay? Now put your clothes back on, okay? Enough.
Ice, ice, baby.
So
walking down the street drinking gin and juice. Why are you drinking gin and juice? Because he's drinking skinny margarita. Come on.
Did they know my music?
They did. It was very strange, actually.
Anyway, you know Luann's very serious because she's doing that head shaking.
Yeah.
It's like, Well, anyway, Bethany, I wanted to talk to you because, you know, you were saying something to me the other day. It really has been bothering me. About... You said, you know, I'm not mad, Bethany. It was just really hurtful. You know what I'm saying? Really hurtful. You said, you know, listen, I've lived in Europe for 12 years, okay? Uh-huh. And we didn't know each other then. Uh-huh. But I had a beautiful marriage then. We had two beautiful children. Uh-huh. One's in the bushes, drunk all the time. But that's her choice. I support it. Lots of artists were like that. And by the way, you talk about me and Alex, the way we cheated on each other our entire marriage. I mean, it was just hurtful to me. You know, it was basically like a rug in the presence of Ramona. It was soiled. It just hurt me. It just hurt me.
Yeah, this bitch thinks that she's coming here to tell me something. Okay, come on. Come on, get through it. Okay.
All right, I get it. I tarnish your good times. I tarnish your good times. She's like holding her sinuses like, oh my God. Okay, I'm wasting a bikini on this scene. Please get through the scene. Please get through the scene.
Well, Bethany, you know, I sat here and you were saying these terrible things about me. And I didn't want to fight with you. Nope, you're a broken woman. Why should I ruin you any further?
I just want to mend
your sad, broken, brittle, ice cold, damaged, traumatized freezing heart.
Gosh, ice, ice, baby.
And
too cold.
You,
too
bring
cold
some joy into uh-huh your life the mm-hmm way I brought joy into that gay right man eating oh, yeah a hot dog in the ocean.
He's a thumb. Right.
And when you asked if I was monogamous, I was like, why would you ask that to
all
me?
Right. All right.
Person
all right, all right, let me just, can yes I respond? I'm like shaking. I literally,
you respond. You have the floor.
Is Adele playing right now? Goosebumps.
I have the stage, but you
goosebumps
have the floor.
I've literally got goosebumps. All right, can I respond? Like I'm shaking.
Yes.
Okay, I need to respond to the first part. I didn't know you then. I guess I only saw you during the crappy years because you were a slut during the later years when I knew you.
That is
okay
correct.
So, okay.
That is correct.
So,
I
first
was happy,
of all,
I was,
I'm very sorry.
And just as a reminder, I was married to a very beautiful man, in case I didn't mention that in the past 10 seconds. Very
all right
beautiful.
You know what?
Beautiful
congratulations.
Man.
You didn't cheat on him the first 12 years. Okay.
And then you asked me if I was monogamous. I mean,
well,
I just got engaged, Bethany.
Well, look, can I finish the first part? You accept my apology for the first part? The first part about you only being a slut for 4 years and not 12? 12,
this 4? Is, by the way, Bethany asked this as like the ATM asking if you want to like to proceed. Yes, yes, I accept the first part.
You got
part
that?
Yeah,
you got
okay,
that?
Yes.
So you accepted it?
It's accepted,
okay,
yes.
All right.
Give me my pin.
Listen, only multiples of 20. You can't put tens. Like, you can't say 50. It's 40
really
or 60.
I just got
well
engaged.
You want 40 or 60.
Well, I'm not interested in singles. I'm engaged.
All right. All right, listen, what you do is your business. It's your business. Like, I really don't care.
Well, you asked me if I'm monogamous. I mean, who says that?
Well, all right, let me finish, all right? It's not that I meant to be mean, okay? I did not want to tarnish the good years. Good God, I just want to tell you something. Please stop shaking your head.
She's like, well,
oh, just...
Can I just tell you something? Okay. Oh my God, I've got like a pit in my stomach. Wait, I had a tortilla chip last night. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh, oh Jesus, God. It's a kidney
okay
stone.
Okay.
It's a kidney stone that wants a little piece of guacamole on it to pass through just right. It was a chip.
Something
okay
got dumped in my lap. It was actually a pile of Zarin fabrics. I had to tell Jill I'm not promoting it. I will not do that. But I swear on everything. I swear on everything, Luann. I swear on everything. Okay. Like. Look, we're not best friends. We're not friends. You're just sort of like a strange idiot in my life, okay?
You're basically like a person in the subway trying to tap dance that I want to throw a dollar bill at, okay? Basically. Like, I don't want to pay you the time of day, but at the same time, I'm like, oh my God, there's tap dancing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're like the barista at Starbucks, and I want to say hi to you, but then you keep spelling my name wrong, so I'm like, fuck you, you know?
Okay.
So, like, you look really happy. You look very happy.
I am. Look at me. I'm so happy. I'm with a man who loves being with his mother night and day. I mean, still with her.
But I have to let you know something, because
right
you're too happy to
okay
not be on it. Yeah, you got
to
be unhappy
all
right now. This is too much for you.
That's
make
all,
unhappy,
Bethany.
Okay?
That's all I want
tell
you to say.
I don't want to be that one. You have to believe me when I tell you. I don't want to be the one that has to tell you about this.
Please don't let it be about Tom. Please. Please, Bethany. Please. Please, Bethany. Last good summer, Bethany, please. A hairy-backed gay just knew my music on a boat. Please, Bethany. We have one episode left, Bethany. Please, Bethany. Don't let it be about Tom.
It's about Tom.
Oh, God.
Okay, and you know what? It's true, and I need you to know this before. I need you to know that it's true, okay? Because I don't want to go through this. I don't want
to
do the delusions. Okay,
don't
I just want to think this is a fact. It's a fact. There's a photo. Bobby Diddle went. Bobby Diddle caught him. Bobby Diddle saw everything.
Oh
my
God.
I'm going to show you some pictures. It was on Wednesday night, and I promise there's nothing that we can do. Okay, it was a Wednesday night that we can see.
Did they just steal a seal's baby? She's just like, oh!
Don't do this to me!
Don't do it!
I'm melting!
So poor Luann had the same key programmer that Ramona and me had. She tries to storm into her room away from the camera. So she's like, God damn it, don't do this to me, door.
This isn't me doing this to you, Luann. It's not me doing this to you. You gotta trust me.
Why does this woman at Foxwoods hate me? Let me in my fucking room!
Oh, fucking hell. Tom, don't tell me you're that stupid. Please tell me you're not that stupid.
To be continued
next time
on Real Housewives of New York City.
I can't.
I can't. Oh my God, Bethany has pictures of Tom with somebody. I think I'm gonna throw up.
You know what, though, Duane? You know what? At least you heard it from Bethany, and you didn't have to hear from Page Six. I wish that somebody told me instead of having to read about it on Page Six, Bethany.
I don't care about your problems.
Oh, you know what? I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. I have chills. It's a fire in the rain right now. I seriously have chills right now.
And
that brings us to the end of Real Housewives of New York City.
How could you do this to me? Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels. Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's a little bit loony. Junie. She's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg. Ruru LaRue.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.